Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Hello and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, May 14th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today, I actually have Israel United in Christ on the show yet again. They have been coming to the Bahamas, I see. Mind you, they have their own chapter here, and it's growing. They are about in four different family islands already. Their numbers are swelling, and people in the Bahamas are asking, who are these people? Why are they growing inside the Bahamas? Why are these black Bahamian men are gravitating to this new way of life? I asked them last time they were here whether they were a religion, and they said, no, they're actually a way of life, right? A new concept to me, because I understand Baptist. I understand Anglican. I understand Jehovah's Witness. But I want to understand how these Israelites, right, because they say...
Well, okay, Jews fit in there, too.
Are you Jewish?
No.
See?
No.
That's when you start interrupting me while I'm talking, Bishop.
Okay, I ain't going to do that. No.
You trying to say you Jewish?
No, listen to me. When people say Jewish, I first of all, I didn't want to interrupt.
And I appreciate you.
Okay. When people use the word Jew, they're not understanding, because they think they have their own idea about what a quote-unquote Jew is. Mm-hmm. Jew is only a short... The J-E-W is actually the short term of Judah, which was one of the tribes of Israel.
I can get
there. There was 12 tribes.
So, we'll keep on going. No, I'm listening.
So when people say Jews, you know, when people say Jew, you really just talk about the tribe of Judah.
Okay.
And they were all called...
Speaking Israel. Just now with Bishop... I'm going to try to pronounce this name, because it's definitely an African name. It's Yawasap.
Yeah, Yawasap. Y-A-W-A-S-A-P.
Yawasap.
Yes.
Yawasap.
Yes.
And forgive me if I mispronounce it.
It's okay.
Later on.
It's okay.
Right? You wasn't born with that name.
No.
You?
No, sir.
And you changed your name.
Yes.
In fact, a number of the disciples, followers, brothers?
Brothers.
Israelite. In Israelite. Your organization have biblical names.
Yes.
Because I know one or two of these good men. These are good Bahamian men. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they have adopted what I call biblical names.
Well,
and I want to know why.
Okay. Well, first of all, Yawasap is the Hebrew rendering of Joseph.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's Joseph in the Bible. The name Yawasap means to add. So when I came into the truth, the elders were there, and they were noticing how I was really putting forth the effort to help the gospel. I used to do a lot of work with the TV filming. I used to read for the elders a lot, and every chance that I got, I would try to help and do work for the body. And one of the brothers said, "Well, you really got that helping kind of spirit, like you want to add on to this truth." And elders would look for names, you know, what names is best befitting the spirit of that person. So Yawasap is Joseph. So I didn't really have to do much of a transition, if you will, because Joseph, like Joseph in the Bible, he added the two tribes to the nation of Israel, the addition. So Yawasap is basically the Hebrew rendering to that.
And for a listening audience who's not familiar with the group Israel United in Christ, right? Bishop Yawasap is the second bishop in the line.
Yes, sir.
And if I'm correct, there are four bishops?
Three
bishops.
And followed by
you,
a number
you,
of
give deacons. Me the lineage on which step, because I was trying to read. I go pull it up on my computer, my phone right now, right? Mm-hmm. There are three bishops. Mm-hmm. After that are deacons.
Yes.
How many deacons are there?
I think six or seven.
And then after that, our captains.
Yes.
And then after that is...
Now, of course, we can't... How many? I can't remember.
No, I'm sure.
Not because of any, but we can't remember all of that stuff.
I understand. So. And how did you become a bishop? Because I assume that you were a good Christian black man in the United States. And something happened on the road of Damascus, and you change. You see the light, and you say, hey, this is my new Troy.
Story.
Right?
Actually,
and I want to know that. And then how you became a bishop to be now the second person in charge of this organization?
Well, the promotion comes from the Father, from the Most High. So, and that's in the scripture. So I will go there first. And the Lord puts us in positions where he best sees us fit, and he used men to do it. So Bishop Nathaniel elected that I would be, you know, one of our Passovers, two Passovers ago, he said that you will be known as Bishop Yawasop. And because of that, I knew that I had to step up, because as to whom much is given, much more is required. So I'm still, you know, as we all are, we are a humble people. I myself, you know, as some people may say, the title of bishop, and they think that gives you the right to have arrogance, you know, and things of that nature. No, we are still, all of us are trying our best to fulfill the role that God gave us. So myself being a bishop, I know that that's just even more work that I have to do to continue to fulfill the order that God gave me. So that deals with that part of it. Was there another section of the question that I wanted to deal with?
I went to a small community college in the United States when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I came across a group that claimed that they were black Hebrew Israelites.
Okay. Oh, I wanted to deal with the Christian part. You said about me being a good Christian.
I can let you tie that into this, and at the same time, so you can do that one summary, right?
Okay.
Those people, and I can remind you about the same question, so I don't keep lost you, right?
Yes, sir.
Those people claim that they were the true Israelites, right? I think, if I remember correctly, the German name was Yahweh ben Yahweh.
Yes,
they had
I heard of him.
They had a food store. I know. That's for now. I'm trying to get to that now.
Right.
They had a food store in back of where we live in Overtown, right? I'm now seeing there are different Israel groups or Hebrew groups. Mm-hmm. And correct me the right term so I could be corrected. Forgive me for that, right?
Right.
There are different Hebrew groups. Mm-hmm. Now I go back to that question, but you being a good Christian man and you changed to join this Hebrew groups. Mm-hmm. How can the brothers here, the Bohemians in your group, how do they know who is the right Hebrew group to join?
Well, first of all, you got to try the Bible says try the spirit by the spirit. Our spirits have to be tried. So our spirits have to be tried by the spirit of the Bible. If we are coming out of this Bible, and we read commandments because, and again, I try to be careful and respectful because everybody's not on the same level of understanding. So I don't say things to bash other brothers that's trying to do it right. You understand? But our objective is to follow this Bible to the absolute utmost and try our best, because we're still trying. All of us are still trying to get there. It's constantly, you know, the Apostle Paul said, I die daily, because there's still things that we have to continue to work on to get to that level of perfection. That's the reason why we have this grace. But in so doing, whenever somebody points out something that's dealing with what makes us different from others. If someone comes to me and says, listen, bishop or captain or deacon, whatever, the Bible says this, and it'll be something of a law, like the law on fringes. I give you that as an example. See this? These are the fringes, okay, the ribbon and the border of blue. This is a law in the Bible. Let's say that because I'm going out there, or there's other doctrines about, well, let me just stick with the fringes so we don't go all over the place. This is a law that's clear in the Bible. There should not be any of us going out to saying that the Bible does not tell us to keep the law of the fringes when we can clearly read it. So if we were out there saying, don't do this, and then they read it in the Bible that the Bible says for us to have it, and then I choose not to, then you know that the Spirit of the Lord ain't dealing with them. So that's where the separations go. Now, that time that it takes for them to get to that understanding might take some time. You understand? My coming up in this truth, we didn't have all of these understandings when I first came in. You know, we would wear the fringes on our garments, but then we had to wear. Then we started looking at the Bible and see what it said. But on throughout your generations, on your clothing. So now we have to realize. Say, wait a minute. We need to understand these laws a little better. So every time that the law comes up, the commandments, because Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Once we see these commandments come up and we realize that we weren't following them the way it says so in the Bible, we say we want to be followers of Christ. Like Paul said, be ye followers of me, even as I am of Christ. That's what we want to be able to do. We want to look in here, see where the correction is made. And then right then and there, listen, brothers, listen, sisters, we got to keep these laws that the Bible says. When we can do that, then we can't be condemned. So that's where the difference will be. If you can condemn us, then perhaps, you know, you need to find somebody who you can't condemn, I guess, to answer your question in terms of who should they follow. Because we don't tell people to follow us, per se. We let the word of God work on the people. The Lord God is elect. So the people are going to come in when they hear the truth. Okay, so.
When I was in that Juncture College in Hollywood, Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had a Jewish professor taught me law.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned the Hebrew Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
You also say they hate groups.
Now, can I say something while you mentioned?
Go ahead.
Jewish. When you say Jewish, most people will subscribe in their mind what he already looked like.
Oh, he's a white man.
You see that?
Yeah.
And this is what's the problem. This is what I'm saying. It's that shit, when the Bible tells you what the Jews look like. But anyway,
I just
throw it out.
I see you trying to avoid my question.
No, he said
that y'all are a hate group.
Oh, no, I want to deal with
know
that.
Why y'all hate Jewish people? What did they do y'all so?
First of all, we don't hate anybody. Let's read it out the Bible. Give me that.
I Googled, and the United States, I forget the thing. They have your Israeli name in Christ.
Who's the they?
Them United States officials, who the lawmakers.
Okay.
They said they have you listed as one of the hate groups of United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be, I'm concerned.
Okay.
If you are a hate group listed by the American officials,
mm-hmm.
would y'all do so? Why they have you listed as a hate group?
I would never avoid that question. And I love the question because it gives me a chance to clear all that up. Let's read the Bible first, and then I want to answer that question. Come on, let's read that.
Romans chapter 12 and verse 18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men.
This is what we seek to do. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
We seek to live at peace with all men.
You and the Jewish people?
Yes. Why not?
I watch a new bishop. I'm listening.
Because we're telling the truth. That mm-hmm. doesn't mean we'd... What did Paul say? What did the Apostle Paul say? The Apostle Paul in, what was it, Galatians 4:16?
Yes,
read
sir.
That real quick.
Yes, sir. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 16. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?
Did you hear that?
I hear that.
So what are we doing? Are we literally espousing hate per se? Or are we bringing the truth out of the Bible that the persons who's listening to it don't want to come to pass? They don't want it out there. Case in point. If you were an oppressed people, that's being oppressed by a colonizer.
Mm-hmm.
And a freedom fighter come to bring you the good news, to bring you out from under the grip of that colonizer or that oppressor. Would that colonizer and oppressor deem that savior, if you will? Would he deem him a man of love? Or would he say that he's a hater? Mm-hmm. He's a hate teacher.
See, get me, Bishop Knight, pause. I'm not used to pausing. I listen to your sermons every so often and say, mm-hmm. okay, that sounds good. You
okay.
know? But I also watch on YouTube your brothers engaging and preaching on the sidewalk.
I'm with you.
There was one time,
mm-hmm.
they all had about 50,000 men walking around the block, and you all circle a church, right? And you'll circle the church. You'll circle the church and asking the pastor to come.
Gino Jennings.
Yes, Jennings. I was trying to remember his name.
Yeah.
Challenging him to come outside so y'all can have a conversation.
We all of that effort. I don't know if you had further part. That was your question.
No, go ahead. Okay. I'm trying to see how you can explain this.
See how you're going to get out of this one.
You're circling my church. I was going to ask Lord. I hope he have what Malcolm X said. I hope he had the fruit of.
Our objective was to work with Brother Gino.
Mm-hmm.
He called us out. That's how that actually started. I don't know why that didn't get shown to. I don't know where that where those records are, whatever. I'm, you know, I let the video department figure that out. But he had made statements about IUIC.
Yeah, of course he made some statements.
No. I'm talking about before. I'm talking about before, which is how the engagement began.
Okay.
Our objective was to have a conversation with him, just like when we go to the different churches in the communities.
Mm-hmm.
You got people trying to fight us for what?
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to sit down with you because we got some real problems in our nation.
Right.
We got some real problems in our communities. We got hundreds of women missing. We got black on black crime going on in our communities. We got unwed mothers, abortions, brothers shooting each other, selling dope, selling drugs. How in the world could you have all of this evil and destruction going on right on the outside of your church and you don't address it? So we understand. Now, here's my point. Our objective is, because people are starting to notice, they say, well, that group IUIC, they're actually going into the hood. They're actually going to the places where the people are downtrodden, destroyed, and they're actually speaking to the people. We don't want the quote-unquote trophy of being the only one. If we see that there's a church here, a church there, that's kind of large or whatever, and at the same time you calling us out, thank you, and you calling us out, let's see if we can have a conversation so that we can find a suitable solution where we can actually work together to try to alleviate some of these things, some of these different situations that's going on. I say that because our like I made the point earlier, we don't even speak evil of other Israelite camps. You understand? Because the problem is big. So if we're not we're not going to try to denigrate or attack anyone. Why would we do that when we all got the same problem? But when you wanted to sully us and lie on us, we got to defend ourselves. Mm. So basically, we didn't come to. Actually, I wasn't there, but I'm IUIC, so I was there in a sense. We actually wanted to come there and have a discussion. You call us out, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's deal.
I see. I've callers coming in now, so we can have one or two of them engage you and ask them.
But the objective was to win our brother over so that we could deal with the people. It was not about him.
And this is why I commend you now. The last time you had a captain here, they involved themselves with some community work.
Exactly.
And they met with the government officials and mm-hmm. partnered with them and helped some inner city youth. So I want to say thank you.
Yes.
All right. And you had American branch here partnered with the Bohemian branch.
Yes.
Here. And I want to say thank you for that. Right. And the caller just hang up, so hopefully they'll call back.
We thank the Most High.
Right? There are a proliferation of what I call African-American religions.
Mm-hmm.
I consider IUIC as an African-American religion, mm-hmm. right? And I bring that up, and this is where I'm going to bait you, Bishop, and forgive me for this, right?
It's okay.
I find Americans have a colonizer spirit. They're trying to colonize us Caribbean people again. And now I have black colonizers coming to the Bahamas
trying to
colonize us good Caribbean people. and then the leaders of the Caribbean Bohemians.
Mm-hmm.
The audacity of you all to come here and set up camps, not just here in New Providence, in Grand Bahama, mm-hmm. in Andras. Mm-hmm. I mean, your number's swelling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's all praise to the Most High.
But I concern. Right, but I concern.
It's bringing grave concern.
I know, but if the brothers tell you, I have some influence to call some police officers. I'm with you. I want to know what's so special about us that you are here in the Bahamas trying to another colonizer trying to save us. I don't think we need saving. Mm-hmm. In the United States, y'all don't control your country. We in the Bahamas.
We don't have a country in America.
I hope you know it. In the Bahamas, we have a country, though. We control our
So there's colonizers are not running the politics of Barbados? Bahamas? In the Bahamas? I'm sorry. I got my B's mixed up. Because y'all all brothers anyway.
Yeah, I understand. So. And I smile at that. But there are colonizers here, right?
Mm-hmm.
But our history have a history of pirates and wreckers. We see them, but we crash their ships.
I understand.
We'll take what they have. Yeah. But I want to know, what's so special about us? Why are you here?
Because you're the Israelites. You're the Israelites. And our objective, I got to read the Bible.
Go ahead. Let's go to scripture. I'm going to ask you about this Bible right next soon. Because okay, I see you like
good.
Read.
Okay, that's good. Where we at? Give me Matthew. And I also want, actually, I was going to get something. I know I was holding Matthew.
You was holding Ecclesiastes.
Yeah. Well, I'll come back to that. Don't let that go. You had something?
Yes, sir, I do.
Go ahead.
Jeremiah 17:4.
Yeah, read that.
Jeremiah 17:4.
What do you want to mention?
About why we're everywhere. Matthew 24:19.
Yeah.
Jeremiah. You said 17:4?
Yes, sir. Please.
Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 4. Uh-huh.
Captain Sarai, you're going to.
Yes, sir. I just want to engage. Yeah,
then I'm going to.
Question with the Bible here.
Right.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
And thou, even thyself, shall discontinue from thy heritage.
See, you spoke earlier about religion. No, what we're trying to bring our people back to is their heritage. Okay. From God himself. As we read on.
That I gave them.
That God gave us. The so-called Black, Hispanic, and Native American. We have a heritage, okay? Through colonization, we all been separated and divided, okay? And been given the colonizers' religion, okay? Not our true heritage according to the Bible.
You look Igbo too. You need to come back to the point of origin and leave these Hebrew talks alone. But I appreciate what you said.
But
because you look African. I'm sure I do. Yeah, you look African.
Well, I'm sure I do.
Let me mm-hmm. just that African question real quick. Mm-hmm. There's a history that pertains to the Israelites after 70 A.D.
They passed through Igbaland. Right. We know when they came and visited us.
You know about,
Yeah, we know when you came and visited us. Right. But we were here before all of that. They're saying Igbo was here a long time. There you go.
No. The people that's on the islands, we were brought here on the captivity, on the slave ships.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So these are the people that's in the Bible termed as Israelites. So our people have been scattered abroad. That's what we're reading. That's what we need to understand.
Uh-huh.
That's what you was just reading out of Jeremiah.
Yes,
Jeremiah
sir.
Said that the Lord will take away our heritage and he will cast us into lands that we did not know.
Mm-hmm.
This is all historical.
Mm-hmm.
Now, read this.
Go ahead.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
Read that one.
Matthew chapter 28 and
but
verse...
I want 24 also.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, read that.
Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19.
Go ahead.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Now, I'm glad because by him reading this, I know a lot of Christian thoughts just went lighted
up. That's the King's commandment.
No. We're going to deal.
Yeah, man.
The point is, when people read that, they're thinking that he went to everybody because they say, well, that's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, read.
Teaching them to observe all the things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Who's the you that Christ was speaking to? The disciples. The
disciples, yeah.
Okay, go to Matthew 24. Matthew 24:13.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this
So enduring, what is this enduring that we have to do? Just to stand up for this truth. That's part of it, okay? We have to return back to the Most High. We have to return back to Christ. And in so doing, just like the apostles had to endure, and they were murdered and killed. That's what we have to do. The chances of us being murdered and killed and being vilified as haters and all of these other things, well, we haven't did anything of the sort at all. As a matter of fact, we actually work, as you pointed out earlier, we're in the communities trying to turn the violence into peace. We tell people, just like I read earlier, we're telling our people to, if it be possible, live at peace with all men. This is the gospel. We're reading what the Bible actually says. Now, at the same time, because I know, again, people say that it's contradictory because they want to say we hate group of such and such. If we have a situation, like, again, I'm as a man would be a freedom fighter for a captive people, and he's trying to remove him out of captivity. And then the oppressor that wants to keep them in captivity is bringing violence toward the person that's trying to save him. He has a right to defend himself so that he could do his job. Why would that deem him as a hater? I'm going to finish this. Don't let the caller go.
No,
let's read that.
Go ahead.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations.
Go ahead.
And then shall the end come.
So what is this talking about? Let's read it. Go to Malachi. Let me tell you what this is talking about. Because when people talk about the Old Testament and the New Testament, Malachi chapter 4.
Call, I'll be coming to you right now. Right. So stay
Malachi
tuned.
Malachi chapter 4.
Producer, answer that call and put him on hold for me.
Four verse.
Because I want to ask Bishop another question.
Yeah, we're coming. I just want to answer this as to the reason why we're all over.
I understand.
Earth.
I can let you do that.
Read it.
Malachi chapter 4 and verse 4.
Read the first verse. Then actually, I wish I could read the whole chapter, but it's only six verses, but I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. Read verse 1 so you can understand what verse 6 is talking about. Read verse
Malachi
1.
Malachi chapter 4.
This is the reason why we're doing it.
And come verse on. 1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven.
This is the Bible. The Most High God. Mm-hmm. Said, behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. You got a heat wave going on out here now, don't you?
I just remind you that hell is hot.
Yeah, but notice what it said there. The day is going to come that's going to feel like we're inside an oven.
Yeah.
The characteristics of an oven or the attributes of what an oven can do to you if you put inside an oven.
Bishop, let me go to this caller. But I'm going to ask you this.
I wouldn't read this now.
Yeah, I want you to read that. I can let you leave it without reading that.
Because I got
to
answer that question.
This is about the sixth time Israelite and Christ has come to the station.
And this,
And we welcome them because they definitely have a purpose. Mm-hmm. But never have they ever bring any females with them. I'm starting to think you all hate women. Because I see you wearing a ring. Not a woman in your group.
Well, stop. They're all women.
Forgive me, Bishop.
And this ring has nothing to do with marriage.
I drove past and see you during a fundraiser.
I want to clarify that.
I can let you explain all that.
The rings are not.
I can let you,
not,
you explain
that's
all that.
Egyptian custom. That. That's not our custom.
I can explain all that when I get to him. But my point is, you are never brought a woman with you all. I've never seen a woman preaching, right? And I know you all have attractive women in the group because I've seen them. But you're selfish. You're the one us look at them at all. And I'm noticing this is a trend that I want to know why you all don't like women.
Yeah, we all married.
I'm concerned because you never see them. I don't see no woman here.
Number one, we all married.
Well, you're good.
Number two, our women are in the body. But three, the Most High don't have women that's teaching them in the congregation.
What kind of preaching?
That's in the Bible. That's in the Bible. Yes, that's in
the Bible. Find that inside the scripture. Go ahead, Captain.
He said find
because that. I want to know why women can't preach. Because you all have good, strong women, black women.
Hold it.
I want to know why you keeping them high.
Wait.
Go ahead,
I didn't
Bishop.
Say they can't teach. Let's get two things. Because you say that you don't see the women. The women do teach. When I say they teach, they don't teach men.
Oh, they don't teach men?
They don't teach
women
men.
Women can't teach nothing.
Listen to me.
I agree with you.
When I say listen to me, listen to the Bible.
Listen to the Bible.
That's what I want to talk about.
Answer the call for me,
wait a minute.
Producer.
What happened here?
This is here.
Where you all had that woman? What?
This is here.
And I'm upset. How come the women on other people's show, you don't ever bring no women here?
So wait a minute. So being that he showed that, he actually showed just for the listening audience.
No, I appreciate that. I didn't know that.
I did not know that. But I do want to elaborate on that. Which I was going to make the point. Because we actually have radio shows in the States where there's sisters on the group, on the panels. The reason why this is important is because these sisters have to be given an example on how to change their lives. So that's the reason why we would bring the women in terms of them dealing with other women. Okay. Now let's read the Bible.
Let's read the Bible.
Give me the scripture. Come on. You know what I want?
The one where they say you ain't allowing a woman to preach.
No, no,
to
no. I'm going
to
deal with that one. Read that one. Then give me that one. Then give me the one about the.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, read.
Titus chapter
14. That's the scripture I'm looking for. You know what I'm talking about?
Titus chapter 2 and verse 3. The aged woman likewise.
Right, that's the scripture. He actually got it. Read it.
The aged woman likewise, that be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not giving.
Read it again for him. Tell him where you at.
Titus chapter 2 and verse 3.
We actually have a department and a group within IUIC that's called the Titus 2 women.
Okay.
I mean, this is it. That's one. Two, we have a daughter, so Sarah. There's another group that's actually up now called Saving Sarah's Daughters. Guess who's dealing with them?
Women. Really?
Because the women know how to deal with women.
Okay.
Moses' sister, Miriam, was a woman. She was over the women in the congregation.
Mm-hmm.
So her job was to teach the women, to teach them how to carry themselves, how to be righteous women. But that's
verse?
What we read. Hold it. Read it. Come on.
Titus chapter 2 and verse 3.
Listen.
This
is what the women's supposed to be teaching. And then we do have this.
Let me know.
The aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things.
What are these women?
Teachers of good things.
So who are they teaching? Teaching the young women. That's what we do. Now let's get to Timothy's.
You okay. keep going with that.
Let's read on.
Verse 4. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children.
That's the reason why the sister was on the show. Perhaps in this studio here, right? She's in this studio.
I wouldn't know how they passed me. Go ahead. But don't worry. I have a caller who's online.
So I didn't even get the rest of myself, but that's fine. That's fine.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning. See, how you doing, sir?
Doing well. You have the bishop?
I mean, it seems as if your guests are afraid to take calls.
No. The call is being dropped, and every time I try to get to them, but they're very welcoming.
Yeah, I mean, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What did the brother say?
Don't waste any more time.
Okay.
But, yes, sir, first of all, sir, you said some very interesting things today. And what I want to know before I even go on is, are you willing to have a debate with someone of a different understanding than you, seeing that Ms. Green had spoken about interrogative discussions and stuff like that, and you seem welcome to it. Are you open to a debate with someone of a differing faith than you?
Debates, debate with the Bible. So in terms of somebody just wanting to just come on and be battling backwards and forwards, and I don't mean to demean what you're saying.
But we've had the bishop to respond.
Yeah, but we've had that. We ask the people to come and bring forth your strong reasons. That's in the scriptures. So to answer your question, yes.
Okay. Can we organize a debate then, sir? Since you said yes, you're willing to. Can we organize something?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about exactly? Yeah. Let me
I have so much to say. I mean, I know, but sir, you said something about when individuals sully us and lie on us, that we have to defend ourselves, right? You said, and you also said something about cognitive dissonance, right? Mm-hmm. And you also spoke about how we try to please the colonizer or afraid to offend the colonizer, etc. But I mean, all to the discussion, you were using the Bible, the same Bible that the colonizer
I reached it yet. Okay. I appreciate the question.
So that's what he wanted to debate about. He wanted to debate see if the Bible is false or not. Okay, I get it.
Important thing I want to make to you, the point I want to make to you is this, sir. Mm. I'm a Rastaman, sir.
Yeah, man.
Right? So, I have seen the King of Kings with my own eyes, like how John said he saw something with his own eyes. I have seen the King of Kings with my own eyes, sir. And throughout this discussion today, you spoke about truth. I'm not sure if you know the meaning of objective truth. But objective truth is that Emperor Haile Selassie the First,
he's smoking ganja. Ain't got time for that foolishness, man.
Wait a minute,
man.
Sir. I was hoping to get that response from you. Because
you got my response.
So we can go on.
He's wasting time. Listen, we don't deal with people that's trying. We're here to teach the word of the Most High. That's what we're going to do. Okay, we ain't got time to be playing around some Rastafari and talking about he saw something. We ain't got time for that. And I don't mean to be belligerent to your people on the red. I'm trying to be respectful. But this is a platform where the Most High has got to get his word out to his people. Right. If you don't like it, then walk down the street.
Let me ask this.
I want to make this point. When he was asking about debate, because one thing people are not going to do is try to tie me up with my words. I make the point about debate when we talk about the scriptures. I'm not going to be debating no Donald Duck kind of madness. I don't have time to waste. I don't have time to play. The work that we're doing is serious, and we ain't got time to play games with people. I don't mean to be belligerent, but I am not here to play games.
I understand him.
Okay.
The caller also made the point, and I was coming to it also, right? You are Hebrews. That's the right word? Give me the correct.
Well, we are the Israelites that the Bible speaks of. Hebrews, when we say Hebrews, there was many different families of Hebrews. The word Hebrew comes from a man named Eber, where there was many different families of Hebrews. The so-called white man is a Hebrew.
So you're
he's just not an Israelite.
Okay. We're
the Israelites. We come from Jacob.
You're Israelites, right?
Yes.
And Israelites, to me, is more Old Testament. How does Christ fit in
when you read
Testament?
Right. When you read in the New Testament, you read about Jews and Gentiles, you're still talking about the both kingdoms in the Old Testament. These are some of the things that people don't know, and these are the things that we need to talk about, because with all of the churches set up all over this planet, there's basic understandings of this Bible that has not even come to the congregation yet. So when we come out, now all of a sudden everybody's threatened. And we're reading the same book that they claim that they've been studying.
And
they're saying, how in the world, many people say, how in the world did I did not notice when you read, this is the same Bible that my grandmother had, that my mother had, this and any other. Right. That's because they have never been taught that. Which goes to the original question that you asked me about me being a quote-unquote good Christian. Could we segue to that for just a second? And how did I get into this? When I was coming up as a young kid, Okay. I'm from New York originally. I've seen what crack, well, crack wasn't there. It was heroin. I've seen what heroin did to the people there. Okay. I was a young boy, but I saw it. I was, you know, I'm born in the 60s, 70s. I was in New York at these 80s, part of, you know, that's a whole nother story. But me being there, I've seen how drugs ravished my people. And I was like, how is it that all of these churches, because my mother was a devout, quote unquote, devout Christian. My father, devout Christian, followed these evangelists and all that. But I'm saying, well, Dad, Mom, how is it that the condition of what I see out here is not being addressed? So my mother would tell me, she would say, one day you're going to be a great man in the gospel. I looked at her like, are you kidding me? I ain't never following no white man's book. I ain't never following no white man philosophy. That's you couldn't get me to even get close to a Bible in terms of that because I did not perceive it having anything to do with us. You feel me? So I was against it. I was against it. I actually went through studying Africanism, as we would call it, Dr. Ben Yakinen, all that. Even experienced the Muslim faith a little bit. Mm-hmm. But in all of those, it still did not get to the essence of who we are. I said, well, who are we? These things sound great. I'm pivoting toward what the sister was bringing out in terms of the different things that the carnivals and so forth, the things that sound good and they have somewhat of a rejuvenated spirit, but it still doesn't deal with the core of who we are. So that's what was missing in all of these things. I said, well, still, who are we? And then I was hearing stories about, they said that we, the black people in America, were the children of Ham, and Ham was cursed by Noah to be a hewer of wood and a drawer of water, to be in slavery. And I actually had preachers that told me this, with a Bible in their hand. Mm-hmm. So I was immediately turned off. Guess when things changed? One day I heard the brothers read in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and they read about them slave ships. And then I read about who these men were. I read about who these people were on these ships. And then it recorded that it was us that came over here. And I'm clearly seeing it. And the yokes of iron, all of that prophecy was written in the Bible. So I'm like, well, wait a minute, I had this thing all wrong. That was one thing. So now I'm on the fence of trying to determine if this Bible is a true book or not, such and such. Then we came to a point of the same brothers that were teaching. I wasn't in the school yet. This is Harlem, New York. I'm listening to the brothers teach. And the brothers read about, you know what? Now let's read the scripture. Malachi. This is one of the scriptures that I was just bringing to when I was talking about the heat wave. This right here is the other thing. And that night I went to the school. Read.
Yes, sir.
Malachi 4 and 1.
Malachi chapter 4 and verse 1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven.
Now, when people bring out the prophecies in the Bible, they got to know how to go in there and get the meat off the bones, as we say, you know, to really expand on what it's really saying. If it says that there's going to come a day that's going to be hotter than an oven, read it again. I'm putting the right words in it. Come on.
For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven.
Now, the brother was breaking it down. He said, there's going to come a day on this earth that it shall feel like you're inside an oven. The point is, there's no days that we have never felt like that at all. You're not going to survive in an oven. Listen.
For all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble.
Shall be stubble, burn up by this day. The heat waves ain't burning people up like this here. So what is this talking about? So let me just say it. Nuclear holocaust. Nuclear destruction. This is written in the Bible. So that, with Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter, I said, this is the history. Now I'm going in there, and that's so it wasn't this good Christian stuff. It was when I realized that the Bible is the true book of the Israelites.
We have some more callers who want to engage you, Bishop. Go ahead, producer, pastor, call it through.
I might have to do that myself. Pressing that doesn't work.
Go ahead, Corey, can you hear me?
Yeah, this is me, Carl Bach, Mr. New Rabbi. I want to know if I get have a sentence out too, please.
Do make it quick, because I have a number of calls, and Bishop kind of addressed you already. What point do you want to make again?
Yeah, well, my point is that, you know, I was happy that he responded that way, because they say rejoice when individuals persecute you for the name's sake, you know what I mean, because we are called by his name, right? But my question to the Bishop is this.
Ask a question.
Yeah, so Bishop, I have one question for you, because I want it to be documented that you said it. So Bishop, so what are you saying, Bishop, is that factually and actually truth, that Emperor Haile Selassie from Ethiopia.
He's not Christ.
He's not the King of Kings. That he was
no, crowned, he's crowned not. He's not. In I'm telling you. I'm answering you. I'm answering you. He is not Jesus Christ. And that's a bunch of madness that you're bringing up, brother. And you better come out of that mess. That's all I'm going to say to him.
We have another caller.
We are not subscribing to foolishness.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nui, Aaron, and your guest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I agree with maybe 80% of the stuff that the bishop is saying, right? But, you know, the thing is, deductive reasoning is the way to go, because with the dialogues, you enhance the knowledge. So I can't fight him down for that. And I guess Bishop would be relentless. Keep the faith and don't worry about the hate. You know what I mean, my brother?
I agree with
you. But to be honest with you, I'm looking at, you know, I was upset, and I on the same side as you, as with this color of Jesus, that people really stain brain on this Jesus not being black, right? So to show you that the hate, I'm going to just do a little quick chronology here. The hate is that they don't understand with the invasions, and even in the Bible that you speak, that you mentioned, right? They would always say, kill the non-virgins, take the cattle, and kill everybody else, and keep the virgins. And so the miscegenation was designed to get rid of the dark-skinned seed. It was always an agenda to get rid of the dark-skinned seed. One of the ways to do it was to actually killing out the people and miscegenating. So hence, we see this light-skinned color people, right? And now the miscegenation is taking place, and now people are saying Semitic, and the people are bright-skinned and light-skinned. When it goes counterintuitively against their doctrine of eugenics, in which once you have a grain of black in you, they consider you to be black. You don't see the race being colored, or you see black. You see Negroids, Mongoloids, and Caucasoids. So I just wanted to clear that up, because most people can't. Even you could go and look at mosaic art, and you could look at the destruction of the black seed and the intent behind it. Now, and that's exactly what it is. But for me, I didn't need Putin, who started the shooting and influenced by Gregory Rasputin, to say he was black. And I knew that because I could actually use geographical biology.
Mm-hmm.
And see that area, the Sun Belt, these people will be naturally black. So we can't be distracted by that.
Right.
But now, the question is, as it relates to the Hebrew, the Hebrew is a language. Abraham is a Hebrew, but it's actually a language.
Exactly.
The same thing with Semitic. And I like O.C. and Uri and Aaron cleared that up as far as they talk about Semitic. We are Semitic.
Right.
So they define it, and they wanted to be contained as to the white Ashkenazi Jews as
right.
being Semitic. When we are all Semitic, right, and people knew that they are not the real Jews. But the problem what I have is, not with the Bible itself, but the problem I have is with the innovation and the embellishment of the Bible. And Paul, you see, with the innovation and the statements he made concerning Christianity as he moved into the faith, which in the people who walk with Yeshua, their books don't inundate the New Testament, versus the newcomer's book inundating the New Testament with some of their false doctrines and not adhering to the original laws of Moses. I'll hang up and listen, all right? Respect.
Okay. Okay. You want to respond to that? Because I want to ask you another question. Because
he had a lot. I was trying to...
Basically, he was asking why you using the New Testament in your doctrine.
Okay. The New Testament, first of all, there's prophecies in the Old Testament that are fulfilled that the New Testament actually speaks about. It's all one book,
mm-hmm.
okay, including the Apocrypha, by the way. Okay.
But let me ask this, because we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring it home back to New Providence, the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
What is the objective? What is on the horizon? Where can I contact you?
Mm-hmm.
Where can behemoths who are listening
yes.
say, hey, I want to know more. I want to learn more.
Right.
Where can I get that?
Right. We actually have a local chapter here. What's the address? What's the address here? So let me just get that out there on the record, and then I want to get to our mission as to why we're here. Very good question.
Yes, sir. The address is East Street and All Purpose Way. It's right next to the National Health Insurance Building on East Street, upstairs at Captain Moxie Plaza.
And before you go, how long has that chapter been open?
Going on 7 years now.
7 years? You've been inside the Bahamas for 7 years?
7 years.
Any other chapters inside the Bahamas?
Abaco, Freeport,
yeah.
And some more coming.
You're all growing.
Yes, sir.
Just watching. I continue to watch.
Right.
You're all growing.
Right.
Now, why are you all here?
Right. And if you want more information in terms of who we are as a whole congregation, we have found at www.israelunite.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You read everything about us. It's all in there. Now, I just want to deal with why we're here. Read that.
Malachi. Start from where you want to
start. Start from one.
Malachi chapter 4 and verse 1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven.
You give me Zechariah about the plague. Read.
For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven.
This is one of the things that we have to realize, that we're reading in the Bible, the book of the Lord. The book of the Lord is the Bible, okay?
What do you respond when people say you teething other people's religion? Because this, what you're practicing, is being practiced
Romans 3,
by another
Romans
group.
3. Somebody else.
All
Romans
your services, the words you use, the vocabulary you use, mm-hmm. is claimed by another group of people. Mm-hmm. And these same group of people you all tend to demonize.
That's because people, again, have followed some kind of de facto definition to what a Jew is. We're the Jews. We're the Israelites in the Bible speaking. Okay.
Romans.
Deuteronomy 28:68. Let's read that real quick. I want Zechariah. I want all of it, because I got to get through this before we get over.
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
Get them Bibles open.
Deuteronomy
28:68. Let's go right to the point.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68.
Read.
And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again.
Egypt is a Greek word which means bondage. Mm-hmm. Now, this is in the book of Deuteronomy, which was after the Exodus when we came out of Egypt under Moses. Go ahead.
With ships.
But we shall get to this captivity with ship. That's what the Egypt means. Bondage. Go ahead.
By the way whereof I spake unto thee.
Read.
Thou shalt see it no more again.
We lost our heritage. We lost everything. That's what you was bringing out in Jeremiah 17. Read.
And there ye shall be sold.
Now we get off those ships. Listen now.
And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen.
Who else did this happen to? Nobody. Man, there, when you get to wherever them ships brought us to, we were sold unto our enemies. It's making it clear we were sold unto our enemies for what?
For bondmen and bondwomen. And no man shall buy you.
And no one shall save you. That's what buy means. Buy means is an old Quaker English word which means redeemed. Give me the 48 verse.
Deuteronomy chapter 28. In verse 48,
because we broke God's law. Read.
Therefore shall thou serve thy enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, in the want of all things. And
this enemy that we had to serve
shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee.
How is it that brother mentioned about cognitive dissonance? How in the world could we read this, knowing that this happened to us, but yet we will remove millions of people that this happened to and say that it happened to these other people that people say that we have some hatred for? It's not anything about that at all. We're just bringing the truth. We're not a hate group, okay? We're not a hate group. We are a truth group. That's what we are. Read.
That was it, Bishop.
Now go to Malachi.
Zechariah.
Yeah.
Read. The book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 12.
Okay,
and this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem.
Everyone that fights against this truth, this is a plague that's going to happen to them. And this is that oven that we was reading about in Malachi. Read.
Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet.
Their flesh is going to be taken off of their bodies by that nuclear heat that's going to feel like an oven while they're standing up. Only one weapon. They didn't have any weapons during these times that could do that. That's in the Bible. This nuclear catastrophe is written in various chapters of the Bible crystal clear. Read.
And their eyes shall consume away in their holes.
And their eyes shall be melted in their sockets. Go ahead.
And their tongue shall consume away in their mouth.
So this heat is going to be so hot, it's going to dissolve their eyes and their tongue. But it's specifying eyes and tongue for a reason. Because their eyes, talking about they're going to have visions beyond the Bible. And their tongue is their philosophy. Give me the last verse. Last verse. Down here.
Malachi chapter 4 and verse 6. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children.
We're supposed to bring this Bible to the people. That's why we're here. Go ahead.
And the heart of the children to their fathers.
Come on.
Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
We have to teach this truth before the bombs come. So that's why we're here. Because destruction is coming. Christ is coming back. And if our people don't learn this, the Lord's going to wipe them out.
That's right. I would like to thank the bishop for coming here. One, I want to thank you for what you're doing for the young Bohemian black men. Especially even the women then. Even though I haven't seen the women yet. But thank you very much for coming by. This has been Guardian Radio. AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Bishop. Thank you very much, Captains.
We thank
everyone.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
To the most.